welcome back. It's Big Dave's Market Fame at 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Due to my absence in the first half, you will be getting slammed over the head. We'll be catching up with some of our partners. So let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with that, sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Appreciate Coach Lieberman for chopping it up with Steve. Nikki, what was that?
That was me just slipping there. Like, I was using my left hand on the mouse, and I was moving it, and my finger just slipped, and it happened to fall on the Friday. Damn! So it could have been this one.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
So that would have been way worse for endorsing somebody, and I accidentally hit that.
That's a damn lie, and you know it!
Actually, it's funny. Last night, I tried to go double-fisted on the computers.
Yeah.
I tried to go left hand on one computer, right hand on the other, and simultaneously do work. Looking back, didn't go too well.
Yeah.
Just not. Yeah. Like, there's a lot happening. Yeah.
Anytime you feel like you're just, you know, on cloud nine, you're killing life, you're the spit, try to brush your hand or your teeth with your left hand. And let me tell you, you will come crashing back down to reality.
Actually, that is a great way to reprogram yourself into positive thinking.
Really?
Yes. If you're in a slump, you should do that.
Brush your teeth with your left hand.
With your offhand. And talk positive. That I've done that. That resets your brain.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Speaking of, okay, what's the opposite of cloud nine?
Rock bottom. I like how I was the one that answered that. It's like, oh, I know, Marcus. Been there.
Listen, there's a little energy going on with the Mavens.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And I have to, listen. I like it. Listen, I know y'all had great conversation.
Okay.
And let's just take a slight recess from y'all good conversation.
Okay.
And listen to my personal problems.
I love it.
Right?
Love it. Let's do it.
Guess what your boy, Mr. Maben, did?
Listen.
I want to give you the punchline first. Mr. Maben, because he's retired, has to stay active, goes downtown to study his Spanish. He gets on the train downtown Atlanta, gets on the trolley, whatever, to study his Spanish. And, you know, headphones, you know, earphones, you know, oblivious to the world, right? He's down there, and he always has, you know, these stories come from, I'm like, that was downtown Atlanta. You're like, calm down, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's telling me this story. Okay, first of all, he's calling me because, oh, this is terrible too. Okay, I was on a bootleg site. Right?
Naturally.
Allegedly.
I was on a bootleg site, and you know bootleg sites, they get pop-ups.
Sure.
Allegedly.
Sure.
Dad calls me and says, Marcus, I lost my phone downtown. I'm having problems pairing this GDMF phone to this sound core, right? Say, pops, you know, it's just a button over here. All you gotta do is make sure it's searching, blah blah blah. And I'm doing it on my own phone just to make sure, you know, that I'm telling him the right way, right? Or my computer is connected to the thing. The pop up hits, and you just hear this loud.
Oh no!
Oh no! In the background.
Oh no!
Like, oh.
So there's this awkward pause, and I'm like, "Yeah, you see the blue button? Look for the blue button on the edge, right?" So that's just a, you know, a funny addition to the story. He gets it paired, then he says, "Okay, so let me tell you what happened to my phone." I'm like, "All right, well, you know, okay, continue the story." Which I was glad he told a story. Yeah. He wasn't rushing to get off the phone.
Right.
That way, you know, okay, let's.
Went like, oh, man, hey, I'll let you get back to your business. Like, whoa. Right. No business.
So listen, Pops is down there.
Okay.
Dude, you know, he's the dude comes up trying to, you know, hey, man, you know, I need some help with this, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He give him the shake off, you know, the throat kind of, nah, not, I'm not the one.
Okay.
Right? Dude was like, hey, come on, man. You know, like, you know, but it's that city pushy for change kind of
guy. Yeah, right.
A lot of people don't won't handle that real well. You know, like, you're going to feel directly.
I'll take off running. Like, where's that guy going?
So guy is getting pushy, and then he's like, well, tell me where I can, you know, blah, blah, blah. And my dad, that's what he said. He told me, he said, listen, he said, if I were you, I would leave me alone. So dude goes over a couple seats away and starts digging in his bag, you know, digging his bag like he's, you know, like he's, you know, going to do something. My dad pulls out a switchblade.
Naturally.
Yo.
Says,
Yeah.
But I'm like.
Yeah. That guy?
There's a lot going on right now.
That's probably the guy right there.
So, yeah, he said he don't pull it all the way out. So he sits his phone down and he puts it right there. You know what I'm saying? And kind of gives the dude a shake, you know, and the dude just kind of stands up and kind of backs off. But he said he could tell by the way he was digging his bag. Like, boy,
yeah.
You blow your hand off if you're really trying to get a gun.
Yeah, you know, right.
You do more damage to yourself than me. So he said he kind of identified the situation, but he like, basically, you need to calm down before you get cut up in here. And I'm like, was that hard?
Yeah.
Or was that? So then, fast forward. Marcus locks himself out the apartment. Dad got the spare key still, which means he's not bringing me the key, right? So listen, I'm finally get let in. I'm on my way here. Now I'm in the campus Starbucks line. Everybody knows you're in the Starbucks line, you're locked in.
Yeah.
I hate drive-thrus. Like, they need to ban drive-thrus that you can't escape.
I 1,000% God,
agree with you. That.
Yeah, that's just... That's not a knife.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Pretty funny. Okay, so now I'm locked in Starbucks, right?
Yeah.
So I look in my rear view, of course, because, you know, everybody knows that Starbucks, you got a head on swivel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Keep your head on the swivel. Absolutely. There's a lot of foot traffic, you know. I mean, I love my campus.
Yeah.
But head on swivel. So rear view mirror, you know, big old girl, you know, look like she's a handful, you know what I'm saying?
Huh?
And she's walking. And she's rapping, and she's pointing at cars, and she's smoking a Black & Mild, and she's just, I'm telling you, she's a good-sized girl. Like,
yeah.
And she, like, walked directly up on the car behind me, right? And my windows are down. So now I'm like, do I roll up my windows? Marks, you better not roll up your windows. So luckily, I have my trusty... super powered mace, my super gel ultraviolet.
Yeah.
And part of me can't wait to use this.
Yeah. This is the time.
This is why I keep that mace right there for that person that's getting ready to act up. So he walked extremely close to the car behind me. I'm not rolling up my window.
Right.
I just refuse at this point. I refuse to roll my window. Part of me says, Marcus, avoid, you know, just roll up your window, you know, just, but I'm still locked in. So anyway,
yeah.
Walks up real close to the car behind me. You know, I reach there. I'm about to dump this pepper spray gel in your face, lady. She walks extremely close to the car and is looking in. And then she keeps on walking, but she's turned around, Steve.
Okay.
And she's looking at me, and she's like pointing at me, and she touches the truck in front of me. But you know how like police, like they say they touch the back of the car.
Oh yeah, leave a fingerprint or something.
Yeah, like she did that to the truck directly in front of me. Hey, Starbucks people, if you listen to this show right now and you can vouch for this, call in and tell us how awkward that was. But she's looking at me pointing. And you know what I'm saying? Just looking into my car at me. And I'm like, so then she goes up right to the edge of the corner where the little seats and tables are. I'm like, I'm going to have to pull up and she's going to jump out, you know what I'm saying, and try something silly. That time I rolled through my window.
Yeah.
I'm up. At that point,
and I'm up.
Yeah, discretion's the better part of valor.
I got my coffee and she was up in the corner by then. I rolled through my window and I'm like, I don't need this to escalate because I'm going to feel bad. I've got.
Yeah.
shirt. I'm going to have to give a police report or something.
I know, yeah.
So, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of stuff that goes along with that.
Or do you just pull off?
Or you just pull off and just leave her there.
That's a good point. Any of our legal experts.
Yeah, what do you do if you have to mace somebody?
If you have to attack somebody non-lethally, like, you know, tase them, mace them, kick them in the jewels, like, what?
I thought you said non-lethally.
That's a good point. that's a good point. But I mean, like, what are you obligated to? Because aren't you kind of trying to get away from the person?
I think you
got to weave at that point.
I don't know. I would have probably went wrapped around and said somebody, hey, so let somebody in here know that, you know, I'm sitting in this car. I just maced this chick. I just maced somebody in your parking lot. You know, what y'all want to do? Y'all want to call the police? Because I'll wait and talk to the police about it.
That'd be hilarious. Just like, hey, guys, I maced this chick. And they're just like, Marcus? And I'm like, oh, yeah, double latte. That's me. Thanks.
I'm sorry. Okay. What do we need to do? Please, yeah, please let me know.
Yeah,
if I do have to,
just in case.
I do want to know that. If I actually have to make somebody, what's the protocol?
Yeah, it's good to know.
Or Starbucks might just be like, yeah, we do that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Oh, that's Bertha. Yeah, that's a Tuesday.
So catch me up, Steve. Or do you want to move forward?
Yeah, it's whatever you want to talk about, man. Yeah, you know me. I'm just talking about coaches and who I love and. What I think Josh Hurd should do and all that good stuff.
Okay, I did hear a couple seconds of cause. Okay, kind of re-rack that.
Okay.
You saying he has the pressure, the heaviest pressure possible?
I think so, because, I mean, this is a serious... Well, for one, this hires what he'll be judged on.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be judged on how you did. Did you make... Like, I don't think he... gets torched for Kenny Payne.
No, yeah, not at all.
But I also don't think he gets a ton of credit right now for Jeff Brohm, which he should. But I think when you talk
you
to a lot of people,
he gets a ton of credit for Jeff Brohm.
You grab most people on the street and they're like, "Well, we already had Brohm." It's like, "Well, no." I mean,
does he get credit for the extensions, Dan McDonald, the uncomfortable
if he fixes the basketball.
Uh huh.
He'll get credit for all that.
For everything.
Yeah. If he makes a bad hire here, it'll be done.
Okay, but here's the thing. It's bad.
Mm-hmm.
The basketball situation's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be considered fix? Because fix could be very low. I can make a case
for
fix very low.
Well, sure.
And I can make a case for it's always low until you play. Or it'll be low. Until you play,
yeah,
right? Because it's like I always go back to this one, Steve. I will never, ever, ever forgive you or myself for the way we did Satterfield and that Virginia Tech.
Oh, I know
Listen, out of all the things where I treated a coach unfairly,
yeah,
it was probably Padgett number one, Satterfield in that Virginia Tech COVID game. Number two, and I'll think on the other one. You remember we had two defensive linemen, Steve.
Yeah.
and we should have won that game, and we were like, what's wrong with you?
I know. Yeah, their whole line was missing. Like, literally, we were missing our whole defensive line that game.
The entire starting line.
But until you're in the game, you know, and then.
You're right. You get in the game, and if you see an opportunity to win, I wonder if we're going to get like that.
I definitely think that could be the case. I mean, like, what if you did get Scott Drew? And what if he brought a five-star recruit over, and he brings over a couple guys, and he gets a couple big transfers?
Because I know me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. What am I going to yell?
Yeah, I mean.
Championship.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to say, no, this is a good team with a really good coach. Yeah, like
right.
we expect to be really good.
Yeah, just like, hey, what rebuild?
Yeah. But I just think that there's a lot of pressure on her to.
Okay, what about like not being, okay, well, technically we're on pro base. What about this being his first hire?
Oh, yeah.
Without.
All that's in. Yeah, no, there's no obstacles now. It's just the Louisville job.
Is probation considered an option?
No, not really. I mean, unless you...
To the average fan.
I mean, if he... Let's say he goes with Will Wade.
Mm-hmm.
Then, yeah. I mean, there will be... That will be a heavy question he's going to have to answer. Like, he's like, that's probation. This guy's got a show cause. Like, are you confident? And again, I think Will Wade would do a good job. I don't dislike him. I mean,
is there any price that would make the fan base uncomfortable?
No. I think the higher, the better. Mm-hmm. I think fans would like it more. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you go gave Scott Drew 8.5 and you're like, man, we're going to make him one of the higher paid coaches in the country. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, that's awesome. It shows power. It shows the Louisville job is
it's still the job.
Something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where I think he's going to have to weigh is, do I just believe? And I don't know. I'm not saying he's even thinking about this. Mm. But if he does like a guy, like we were talking about Indiana State's guy, Schertz, or somebody like that, and say, I really believe this guy's the dude.
Right.
Do it. But you're gonna have to understand that fans are, they can say whatever they want, but there is a difference of going and getting a big name and just the feeling of pride behind it. But if you go get a guy like that and the guy's good, I mean, you can also say, well, yeah, that's why the brand is what it is.
It's a big name when you're talking about Josh Hurd. Is at what point do you want to see him, like, in big name rooms? Is that a thing? You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when you see your AD going on the road trips, kicking it with the other AD or the other head coach. Is that like the next stage of his growth?
Yeah, I mean, probably so. But I also think that there's a lot of just getting, I think, who is reaching out? Who is, like, when it's all said and done.
Like, reaching out for.
Let's say he hires Nate Oates, and then the word starts kind of coming out. Like, you're like, man, we got a couple good options here. Like, I think that's where it would be like, okay, so Josh Hurd is respected, where people are like, okay, we got to get a hold of him.
If he did a firm, would it be down on him?
No, I mean, because I think everybody does that sometimes just to protect their you-know-whats.
Yeah.
But it's like, I mean, I just think that if I thought, okay, because if they're contacting him, and I do think he's already been contacted.
You have to. Every agent on you to be a fool not to reach out. Even if your coach is happy, and even if you're happy with, your agent has got to reach out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. So, I don't know. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, again, at the end of the day, I'm for whoever he likes because it's his. They're not going to be mad. Like, this time, there's a lot of people angry at Kenny Payne, you know, what fan-wise. The next coach are not going to be mad at the coach. Let's say it's bad. They're not going to be mad at the coach. It's going to be Josh Hurd. You're going to be fielding a lot of Josh Hurd calls, like, if it went bad. And vice versa, if it goes good, I think. Now, if you go hire a big name, like, say he goes and gets Nate Oates, or he goes and gets Scott Drew, or he goes and gets, and I'm saying big name, like a Power 5 guy, Musselman, to me, would be a big name. Like, a Power 5 dude in a Power 5 conference, that's a big name.
To look like you made a power move by taking a coach from
team. Okay. Or even, and I'm saying Power 5, I mean, even a Big East coach. Like, if you just go grab Sean Miller and you're like, yeah, that's my guy, you know, whatever. Like, that, to me, that's a big name. Mm-hmm. Okay, if he does that and it works, the amount of credit he'll get for Buzz Boone Kelly, for extensions, for McDonald extensions, for Jeff Brom, for he'll be statue territory. Well,
okay, yeah, I was gonna say, what will that do for him? Because here's the thing: credit, props by a fan base, you know, is one thing. Mm-hmm. The ability to make bigger moves, the ability to make, you know, to have more, I guess, influence, more general influence, more acknowledgement, like. You think he's going after that?
I mean, why wouldn't he be? Of course he is. Like, man, because, like, I mean, you see how it went with Tom. If the athletic departments are working like a well-oiled machine, you're the king.
How long was he here?
Almost 20 years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, almost. Or that's maybe 20.
17, probably 17.
Yeah, probably right at it.
Mm-hmm.
What was he out of here in 18? Think, and he was here what, 97, something like that,
probably ish.
So yeah.
So.
And let me say this. I'll say this, but I will say one thing I liked about Josh was we're in the middle of that Notre Dame game, and I liked the response I got. And it was wild in there at one point. Like, after we were winning, you know, and it was wild in there. And I looked over, we're on the sideline, and I looked over at Josh Hurd, and I gave him a little point, and I gave him a little, well done. And I will say, I love that he didn't, like, I love the look. I won't say everything that happened right there. But the look wasn't like, oh, stop. No, it's not me. It's the fan.
Yeah.
It was, I liked that he was like, thank you. Like, hey, man, well done.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah. Like, hey, man, take a bow.
Yeah, it's tough.
This is good. Yeah.
Well, while you were giving a special thanks to Josh Hurd, I want to give a special thanks to one of the newest members of the team, Kentuckiana Pump Sales, for every home, building, business, or municipality. I think that was a little premature.
I loved it.
That all rely on the movement these pumps provide. The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders or essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price. It's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. People, go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, effluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217, or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. Quick commercial break, last commercial break, 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Midday from Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, I was locked out of my house. You're lucky you're not. But when you're speaking of your home, just remember, your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your key. I mean, your roof. So if your home is under attack by either Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. It will provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Steve.
Let's do it.
Steve. Mm-hmm. I've been feeling a little under the weather, Steve.
Okay. Well, good news for you. CDC says you don't need to quarantine for 5 days now. Got that this morning.
Any other great news?
No, just that.
I heard your boy, it's going to be on the ballot.
People with COVID-19 no longer need to isolate at home for 5 days.
Why are you looking at Nikki?
Because he gets it every 6 weeks.
Just trying to enjoy my cauliflower rice over here. Yeah, over there. I got Diener in the back busting my balls about stuff I didn't put in the fridge.
He was just knocking down his broccoli or his broccoli cauliflower rice. Was it?
And dude, it did look good, man. I'm not gonna lie. Like I knew he said it come from mom's, and I was like, when I looked at that, I was like, is that one of those meals? It's like if that's one of those order meals, hey, I'm ordering from there right now.
Steve was about to go on a crash course diet just by watching Nikki's bowl of food.
Dude, like that looked fantastic. I was like, he was like, oh no, mom's made it. I'm like, oh okay, that makes sense. I was like that looks really good, dude.
So Steve,
shout out mom's.
Yeah,
I needed to get a bit of an extra hobby.
Okay.
Nikki, Steve.
It is tourney season.
I just.
God, that was a great line. That was a great line.
We got to pick up stuff to do.
You know what I'm going to do to enjoy my. I am going to master.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Dude, what?
Hey, whoa.
Dude, we're your friends, but geez.
I mean, hey, man, you do what you do. You have fun.
My drone.
Oh.
Oh.
I just purchased a drone.
You got a drone? I just
purchased a drone.
Oh, God.
The smartest decision that I've ever made in my life.
I know where you live. That's going to get shot down. It's going to get shot down just like that.
I did something so brilliant.
Pull.
Yeah.
I decided not to play with that thing in my living room.
Probably a good call. How tempting was it?
Now, what about the drone?
Steve's on fire today.
Do you not have a rim shot sound that was ready for that? No, you missed the moment. So listen, this is what I did, Steve. I went and I surveyed all my rooms. Okay. And I said, what has the least amount of breakable stuff? And listen, I was looking at the lamps. I was looking at the what do you call it? Just the ceiling lights. I was gonna say chandeliers. Like, no, Marcus, you don't have chandeliers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Chandeliers.
Yeah, I just went and I just like.
That's a little much.
I got bulbs out the way. I set the lamp down because like you know I got one of those cheap lamps.
Oh yeah.
And I made sure just it was as far away in the corner as possible. And then you know how we're guys, so it would be smarter to read the instructions, but here's the problem. I saw like 14 and up or something on the thing, and I'm like, I'm smarter than 14 year old. Like, I can figure it out.
Yeah. Absolutely. There's no way I'm looking at the instructions.
There's no way.
This thing's going to be easy to fly.
If you talk about a 14 year old and that's where you draw the line at, your understanding of this product.
Yeah.
Is at a 14-year-old level, but it didn't really dawn on me that Marcus, you're talking about.
I taught myself how to do a Rubik's cube.
These new kid 14-year-olds, they're different.
Yeah,
they grew up on the iPad, so they.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Their dexterity is 10 times better than a 30-year-old.
Yes,
a 14-year-old brain actually instead of starting ages they should say no one past 40.
yeah like hey
this is 40 and under,
this is 40.
Yeah, boom. It's the only way your brain is going to comprehend this.
There's no way that this is, you know, this is plus 40 equipment, you know what I'm saying? And Steve, I'm telling you I put this thing on the floor, I paired it, look, little battery, detachable battery, USB'd it, charged it up, took about an hour, about 90 minutes or something. You know, I was like, okay. You know, it's like, I cleaned up the house, made sure everything was spotless.
Okay.
Sweep, just, I wanted it, made the bed. I just didn't want any
options. He's like Steve Carell and 40-year-old virgin. Like, lit the candles.
Yeah, right.
Turned the photos over.
He turned the pictures over as they went looking at him.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little ill-timed, but...
thanks.
I found it. That should be a hotkey.
Yeah.
So, Steve, those lights came on.
Okay.
And it started, you know, blinking. And I was like, okay, we got action. You know? Hit the little remote. It went, beep, beep, beep. I was like, oh, okay.
We're on.
Okay, it's on. So, I pressed the speed button. Nothing. I pressed the other button. Nothing. You know, because it's like a, it's just a, it's a place, it's a old school PlayStation remote.
Yeah, right.
Right? So I hit the left and the right, and I was waiting to see if maybe the propellers would move to the side. You know how we would, how, let's just say us above 30s, would expect it to work. They've reorganized.
Common sense, it feels like.
Yeah. Okay, nothing. But okay, now I'm just touching everything, and then I heard a beep that I ain't recognize. That's pretty funny.
I had to mark that.
Yeah. So then I'm like, I finally get to make a noise. It goes beep, and you know I do a couple of other things, and I'm just still randomly controlling the joysticks and just
trying to get something.
See, of course, later on I find out there's a certain way you get it operating. You have to calibrate it by holding, you know, the same directions. Eventually I accidentally did it, you know, when you got to go up and down and, you know, to the right, you know, or something.
Okay,
so
that's the way that Xavier has one. You've got to hit like up, you got to do up down, and then the thing start turning.
Yes.
I
was in no way prepared. And it's not a big drone.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Xavier's got one. It's about that size. Yeah.
That thing just went. Mm-hmm. And it.
Xavier hit me with it and it cut my arm open.
That's exactly what I'm learning, Steve. Yeah.
There was literal blood coming out of my arm.
It swung past my nose, right? And I thought about.
Threw him off the balcony, dude. I was so mad. I
thought about grabbing it, but it was so powerful that I, at the last second, I just ducked. You know what I'm saying? And that was like. The third flight, the first one went straight up to the roof, and it I thought it exploded.
Yeah.
the first time I got it, the propeller's going.
Do not grab it.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It will cut you. Like those blades, and they're plastic blades, but they will cut you.
What was it, Trevor Bauer in the playoffs? Cut his hand on one.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, had to miss a playoff start.
Yeah, and your natural reaction is to grab it. Because, you know, I had the other little, that little mini drone, and it had the, of course, Steve, guess what I didn't do? Put the bumpers on it.
Naturally.
Because.
Who cares?
Because why would you?
Yeah.
Because they're safety bumpers. And I, damn safety bumpers.
I don't need that.
They don't look cool. I'm going to learn to control it. By the end of the, look, probably by about 2:30 in the morning, I was. It's reasonably
you were getting your pilot wings.
Yeah, I could lift it to face to eye value. I could control the height pretty good. But they do if the air comes on, they get off balance pretty quick, you know what I'm saying? But I guess once you get good at really correcting your, you know,
I'm terrible at them. I can't get the I'm like, wait a minute, am I turning or moving?
I know.
Yeah, it's like, because one of them, like, turn it, and then the other one, like, moves it.
Yeah, I should have asked you about it before I did. I just couldn't take it anymore, though. Y'all are shoving drones down our faces too much in society. And I know that this is just indoctrination and getting used to having drones flying around you.
What did they take from your Facebook today? Did you know about that? Oh, in the last hour, Facebook went down for like 30 minutes.
Is it back up yet?
It's back up now.
They probably
that just, on the mixtape.
They collected everybody's.
Oh yeah,
everything. They took a mass snapshot of everybody's accounts.
Just boom, boom, boom.
Yeah, they probably downloaded every keystroke you've ever placed on Facebook.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. That nasty stuff you searching on Facebook, Nick.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Like Steve just follows a bunch of feet sites.
Yeah, as long as there's nothing to get blackmailed over.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's just tell everybody now.
Yeah. I don't think I have blackmailable Facebook material.
I don't think I do either.
I don't have.
Yeah, huh?
For a while, though.
Yes, you do. Oh yeah, you do. You thought Kenny Payne would work?
If that's blackmail, I can do it.
Gotcha.
Take a show. He shouldn't have a show anymore. It's always that person that does that too, Steve.
I know.
It's always the person that wants their own show who wants to be outraged about my Kenny Payne support. He shouldn't be allowed to do radio anymore. Sit in it.
And I don't have burner accounts. Stupid. Who does that? All right.
As always, 93.9 is the number. 3831. 93.9 is the text line. The YouTube channel is normally made for them. It's Marcus Maven. 93.9 the bell.